KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear to partly cloudy and 26 degrees in Atlantic. You look for areas of fog through early this morning and then partly cloudy skies for the balance of the day, a high of 51. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A fire that destroyed a 102-year-old apartment building in Harlan Wednesday evening was apparently caused by a carelessly tossed cigarette. According to Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson, a resident in one of the apartments at 707 Durant Street was lighting a cigarette with a butane lighter when the cigarette flared up. The resident reacted by quickly tossing the cigarette, which then rolled and ignited materials in the room. The fire, which started just after 6 p.m. Wednesday, ended up displacing at least 8 residents, one of whom was treated at a local hospital after suffering from smoke inhalation. The state fire marshal's office investigated the fire on Thursday and ruled the cause as accidental. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Authorities have rescued 6 injured and malnourished horses from a southwest Iowa property. O.K. Henderson reports.
According to the Animal Rescue League of Iowa, the horses were being significantly neglected and were confined to a less than one-acre property in Lorimer, which is in Union County. The horses are now at what is called the Rescue Ranch in central Iowa. A cruelty investigator for the Animal Rescue League says the horses had been living without food, shelter, or veterinary care for an undetermined amount of time, and the animals face a long road to recovery. Once they're healthy, the horses will be available for adoption. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
There are already 13 horses available for adoption at the Animal Rescue League's facility in Des Moines. In the past 12 months, the organization has been asked by law enforcement to care for about 24 horses. The opening of deer season this weekend will also mark the start of another round of testing for chronic wasting disease. The disease, which is fatal to deer, has not been found in 10 years of sampling of the wild deer population. But this year it was discovered in deer held at private hunting preserves in southern Iowa. DNR biologist Willie Suki said there won't be increasing numbers of the tests very much.
The disease, which is fatal to deer, has not been found in 10 years.
Well, we have to keep the costs about the same, so we're not going to take too many more. We sampled about 4,700 last year. We're going to do pretty much the same. We're just going to shift some around to different areas to do our surveillance and target where we think is the highest risk.
They'll sample more heavily in Wapello, Davis, Pottawatomie, and Cerro Gordo counties, where the infected deer were found. Most samples of the deer tissue are obtained by wildlife staff.
Predominantly from hunters, but we also have looked at some roadkills and picking up animals that way. And the most important thing is if anybody sees an animal that appears sick and emaciated, to contact one of our wildlife officers or wildlife biologists to get a sample.
The DNR has worked with the facilities to contain the infected deer, but Suki can't say if that has kept the disease from spreading to the wild population until the check samples has been returned. The heaviest focus on samples in the past years has been in northeast Iowa after cases of CWD were discovered in the border states of Wisconsin and Illinois. The state has tested samples from over 42,000 wild deer thus far and found not positive tests for CWD. Elsewhere in the news, an Atlantic woman was arrested twice this week. On Monday, police arrested 33-year-old Essex Mullins on a charge of shoplifting or theft in the fifth degree. She pled guilty to the charge that same day and was ordered by the court to repay her victim. On Wednesday, Mullins was arrested for interference with official acts, possession of drug paraphernalia, and disorderly conduct, and she was booked again into the Cass County Jail. Two men were arrested recently on separate warrants out of Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department reports 27-year-old Shane Austin Hill of Harlan was arrested Wednesday evening on an outstanding Audubon County warrant charging him with failure to appear on a contempt of court charge associated with possession of methamphetamine. Hill was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Shelby County Sheriff's officials assisted in conducting that arrest. And 35-year-old Nathan Allen Hines of Emmitsburg was arrested Thursday morning after he turned himself into the Audubon County Jail. Hines was wanted on a warrant charging him with revocation of probation. He was on probation for possession of methamphetamine, third offense, and possession of marijuana, third offense, charges. He'd been appeared before the magistrate and remains in the Audubon County Jail on $7,500 bond. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Dwayne Darnold, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Villisca, died November 4th. Funeral services for Dwayne Darnold will be today at 10:30 at the Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca. Ella Lauritsen, age 70, of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Ella Lauritsen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ruth Maines, age 93, of Dexter, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ruth Maines will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Catherine Goebbels, age 90, of Harlan, died November 23rd. A massive Christian burial service for Catherine Goebbels will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Bob Jamison, Jr., age 62, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bob Jamison, Jr. will be held today at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Margaret Moore, age 65, of Manning, died Wednesday. There are no services planned at this time for Margaret Moore, but friends may call at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning today from 4 until 7 p.m. during a visitation. Donna Berry, age 85, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A funeral service for Donna Berry will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dallas Westphalen, age 76, of rural Atlantic, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Dallas Westphalen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Harley Reisgard, age 86, of Exira, died Wednesday in the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Harley Reisgard will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home at Exira has arrangements. Ruby Lager, age 95, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Indianola. Funeral services for Ruby Lager will be held on Saturday at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Richard Robinson, age 69, formerly of Shelby, died November 21st in Olathe, Kansas. A celebration of life memorial service for Rich Robinson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby Methodist Church in Shelby. Margaret Wells, age 59, of Earlham, died Wednesday. The memorial services for Margaret Wells will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. William Bill Miller, age 76, of Manila, died Thursday. Funeral services for Bill Miller will be held on Monday at the 4:30 at the IKM Middle School Gymnasium in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Cleo Larby, age 87, formerly of Manila, died Monday in Colorado. Funeral services for Cleo Larby will be held on December 7th at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And Virginia Cultwriter of Casey died Thursday. Funeral services for Virginia Cultwriter are currently pending at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. The news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.